Denver city officials announced this week that the Occupy Denver protests have cost taxpayers over $360,000 in security and park maintenance, and that over 80 arrests have been made. Neighborhood advocates are also voicing concerns that police response times are slowing on the weekends due to the increased presence of the protests. Patricia Calhoun of Westward, have the costs and overall feel of the protests begun to wear thin on potential support in the community?
Well, I think people who were going to support Occupy Denver came out earlier, and I don't think they've lost. They might not be going on the Saturday protests as much, but I don't think the fact that people are still out there has really cost them much. At least the cops get to use all that nice DNC equipment we got. You know, they're out there in a riot gear. I got stuck in it yesterday and saw them out there. In retrospect, Colorado and Denver were pretty smart to break up the overnight camps when they did, before they really became health hazards, before they'd really gotten as installed as they had been in Portland, as they had been in D.C. So they were able to come up with a model where there just a few people are sleeping out on the sidewalk, a few people are out there during the day, and the marches on Saturday are pretty impressive. What I would like to see is the Denver cops stop ticketing people who honk at the Occupy Denver people, who give money to the Occupy Denver people. That's a clear First Amendment right. That should be allowed to continue.
Dave Kopel from the Independence Institute, how long do you think Occupy Denver will sustain?
Well, with such a combination of extreme ignorance and extreme self-righteousness, you know, that kind of thing can go on forever. These are folks who last weekend tried to show up at BlogCon, this meeting of bloggers, most of whom are just little guys who don't get paid anything for doing their blogs, and Occupy Denver was going to shut them down because they're part of the Koch brothers conspiracy. Well, these guys actually don't get any funding from anybody typically. You know, maybe they make $3 a month from Google Ads or something, and the convention was not funded by the Koch brothers either. And even if it were, people have a right to freedom of speech, and it's so ridiculous that these people who think that they have a right to break the laws about camping in the park and say that's their First Amendment right want to go and suppress other people who are speaking. And it also says a lot that to the extent you have some kind of cohesive demand out of there, it's take money from other, have the government take money from other people and give it to me. So really they have the same agenda as Goldman Sachs: steal money from the working people, give it to me.
All right. Eric Sonderman from SE2, your thoughts, sir?
Well, first of all, I will echo what David said with regard to the picketing or trying to take over that convention of conservative bloggers. I think there is a dangerous strain or vein within the ultra-liberal movement in this country that really wants to suppress voices, that believes in their own free speech but not free speech for others. And we've seen incident after incident after incident on college campuses. And as far as I'm concerned, this was just one more such incident. Beyond that, I don't know what the future holds for this Occupy movement, but whether it's the Occupy movement or some further growth out of it, I think you're going to see more of this kind of rebellion and dissent before you see a lot less of it. I think given the challenges facing this country, look, we just passed $15 trillion over the last week of debt, and we can't get Congress to agree on how to cut $1.2 trillion. The challenges facing this country, there is a risk here, a serious risk, that starts looking more like what's going on in Europe.
All right, batting cleanup today, Danny Newsom, educator, lawyer, soon to have a master's degree, just defended her thesis. How you doing?
Well, no, I'm to defend my thesis. And way to put the pressure on me. I just wanted to hurl invective, and now I have to.
Go ahead and hurl.
I need to be calm. You know, I remembered a couple years ago the Tea Party overtaking town hall meetings across the country and spewing invectives at people on health care issues, or those who supported the health care initiative that President Obama had sponsored. So you know what? You can talk about the outliers, but then let's be real and talk about the substance. There's a serious problem here. You just read the Denver Post. You've got a generation of 20-somethings who have no health care. We have an older population, those over 90, and you know what? The Koch brothers aren't going to pay for that stuff. That's where government comes in. And as long as government is seen as the tool of the man, so to speak, you're going to have, this isn't going to stop. It's not going to stop at all. It will evolve, and there's going to be millions of people who are involved in this. Power.
And it seems the Occupy protests are becoming taxing in more ways than one. For our media partners at KUNC, I'm Raj Chauhan.